Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
That's Jalen Rose. He was on Get Up, as he is post most mornings when he's not traveling for the NBA. That was on Friday, talking about Juwan Howard and why he believes that Juwan Howard should be the next coach of Michigan.
Now, recruiting is important, and I do not dispute the claim that Juwan Howard would have more success recruiting McDonald's All-Americans than John Beilein had, because, as Jalen said, Beilein had zero.
But
hold on. Beilein had zero. But you know what?
Wasn't McGarry McDonald's? He wasn't McDonald's All-American? No, I guess not. I guess Jalen wouldn't say without knowing it.
Yeah. But you know what? He still recruited good enough players, and he went to two national championships. I don't know. And he says that he should get the Harbaugh treatment. Not really.
Okay. Patrick Ewing, has he recruited McDonald's All-Americans? Steve Alford, Chris Mullen. I'm just saying, just because a guy played the game and played at that university, why is there some natural assumption? I mean, Danny Manning was a All-American, yeah. I'm guessing he probably was a McDonald's All-American. He's coached at Tulsa. He's coaching at Wake Forest. To no great success. Is he getting McDonald's All-Americans?
Well, you know, Jamie, that's not the University of Michigan, but Penny Hardaway is.
Okay, Penny Hardaway is. And how many NCAA tournament games has Penny won so far?
I don't know. Has he coached?
He's coached 1 year.
1 year.
So, I mean, it's a little bit hard. Juwan could be these things. He could.
Right.
There's other guys there who have done these things at the collegiate level. And I know what Jalen is saying there, and you're right, he's technically true. But to me, it sounds like he's trying to push away from the John Beilein era. Say, well, Beilein was great, but.
Right, we need more
and I'm like,
players
no
from the
buts.
City.
There's no buts.
That's what he's saying.
He's not saying the city.
I know, but that's what he's
saying. He's McDonald's All-American.
He's inferring that.
No, from he's what I elite recruiting.
From what I know about Howard, though, he's a very good stand-up person.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, he's not, and I think Jalen's a pretty good dude, too. But Jalen's got a few flaws. Like, I think Juwan Howard, I mean, he is a stand-up guy. He was the leader of that team, I think, in the locker room.
Well, that's what Jalen said in the last cut we played. You know, he said, look, he was the adult in the room, basically, among the five. And I admire what Jalen has done in terms of, you know, he was viewed as kind of the bad boy, if you will, of the Fab Five. And yet all the good he's done, he's turned himself into a legitimate broadcaster. The school, he's involved in charities. I mean, I really do admire Jalen Rose, and I like him a lot. We've had him on the show. He's a great guest.
Yeah.
But I just think it's a little bit too simple. And to say, okay, well, Juwan went to Michigan. Juwan's coached in the NBA as an assistant for 5 years. Therefore, he's a no-brainer for the job. He's not a no-brainer.
You are absolutely correct.
And Vital was at this thing on Saturday, the Chad Tuff Gala that they had in Ann Arbor, and he was interviewed by Angelique, and he said, look, he has more insight into this than we do, but he basically said, Brad Stevens not coming here. Billy Donovan's not coming here. And he believes that Chris Beard is a long shot at best to come here. So if you move those three guys off the table, off of consideration, there's no real obvious front runner.
What more Ward Manuel's job is, to find the next John Beilein.
Right. And Juwan Howard's not the next John Beilein. Now, maybe he's going to be a different kind of coach, and maybe he could have the same kind of success, but Juwan Howard is a guy you bring in when the culture's broken at Michigan. Juwan Howard's a guy you bring in when it's like, Michigan's lost its way. We need to rediscover what Michigan basketball's about. Let's bring in one of our all-time greats. You don't bring him in fresh off the best run that Michigan basketball's had during the Beilein era. I mean, to be honest with you, and without having heard the interview process, if my choices are between Laval Jordan and Juwan Howard, I'd probably lean towards Jordan, just because he's part of the Beilein tree. He knows what it takes.
Wait a minute here, though. Who of those? So you don't have the big time candidates. Who has the best chance of recruiting well? I think it's Howard.
Why?
Because I do believe
he's never done it.
I believe that Chicago pipeline will come alive. I do.
Because he lived in Chicago 25 years ago?
He's well-respected in that community still.
I think Laval Jordan is as well. I mean, he's recruited the Midwest for Michigan, for Butler, for Milwaukee. I mean, he's been in these schools. Why? Like, I just...
I mean, the names,
Fab Five was a long time ago.
Juwan Howard's name is not as big as it used to be.
Of course it's not, but it's still bigger than Laval Jordan.
Okay, that's fine. but again, John Beilein did it without recruiting McDonald's All-Americans. Why isn't that the model you're trying to follow?
I just don't think that can be duplicated. Who's duplicated it?
Well, I don't know
Mark
recruiting
Few
that
in
well.
Some ways.
Yeah.
Chris Beard. I mean, you want to go to...
Well, that's a very small sample size.
I agree.
That's the sex appeal thing right now. I mean, Few has done it.
Yes.
I mean, Butler, back when Brad Stevens was the coach, had good teams.
It's very
without
hard
McDonald's.
To do it that way.
It is.
Teams like Xavier have been pretty good without getting a lot of McDonald's All-Americans.
But again, if we are, I think we are a little too old for this conversation because it's like, Juwan Howard was a star in the NBA in the 90s. It's 2019.
But everything you hear, he's still well-respected in those circles, in the coaching circles. People think he's an up-and-comer.
In the NBA coaching circles. That's a difference.
I know they are different sports, okay?
Yeah.
But they're still not. The goal is to put the ball in the basket.
I understand that.
I mean, it's not that extreme.
No, but it is. I mean, like, why is it that a lot of times certain coaches have success at one level and not the other? Because they're used to a certain way. That's one of the appeals for Beilein. He just wants to do X's and O's basketball. I'm not saying Juwan is not all of these things, and maybe he could be, but I'm just a little bit dubious that people just think, oh, it's Juwan Howard. He's going to come in. He's never been a head coach. This is Michigan.
I just think at a place like Michigan, you need somebody who's experienced being a head coach before and hopefully had some success.
Recruiting success.
Right, a name that I read over the weekend that kind of got put under the back burner. I haven't done the extensive research to find out if he's even interested, is Frank Martin. South Carolina to Michigan, to me, is a step up.
That'd be great for us.
Yeah.
I mean, and he's supposedly does everything the right way, at least now he does. I don't know if there was a problem before, but, you know, you've seen his press conferences and things like that talk about. You know,
he's a Knight disciple, isn't he? Isn't Frank Martin a Bobby Knight disciple?
He sure as hell acts like him sometimes on the sideline. I don't know that he's actually a disciple from him. Let's see. Nick Baumgartner is on paternity leave, so congratulations to Nick. But he did say that apparently they are scheduled to interview Juwan Howard, Laval Jordan, and Ed Cooley from Providence.
Who right? I believe Ward Manuel is familiar with.
Okay. So those are three names that are out there right now. And of those three, look, if you're a Michigan fan and you want to say and call in and say, of those three, I'll take Juwan.
That's fine.
It's a perfectly defendable opinion.
Right. I don't think either. And we're not saying Juwan Howard is going to be a bad coach. There's just an unknown there to me.
Right. And it just feels like after what Beilein has built up, I would say two things. One, you have the luxury to get a known coach, I would think, at this university at this time. I mean, it's still Michigan. And number two, I would be doing my damnedest to find a coach who could keep what Beilein has done going, not depart from it radically. And it seems like Jordan would probably be more likely to keep what Beilein has done going, whereas Howard would just come in with, who knows? I mean, again, the guy has never been a head coach, so I don't even know what kind of head coach he would be.
I know.
Would he be a yeller and a screamer? Would he be a calming presence on the sideline? And just because you're a name, again, Pat Ewing at Georgetown, Chris Mullen at St. John's, these guys are names too. They're a little bit older than Juwan Howard, but it's not like the recruits came storming into those schools just because those guys were back there either.
Right. Ed Cooley's been the head coach at Providence since 2011. Before that, he was head coach at Fairfield for 5 years. He was an assistant at BC, Rhode Island. That's the way most of these guys get their jobs.
Yeah.
You know, they're assistants at the collegiate level first and get a job at a smaller university than Michigan.
Yeah. 248-539-9797 telephone number. Ticket text 97136. 97 the ticket.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.